partner with Pete program, we call it. It's a situation where an investor brings us a deal, says, hey, I got a deal, got it under contract and everything like that. And then what we do is we look at, and if we agree that it's a deal and it kind of matches our parameters, we'll fund this deal, meaning we'll use our cash to purchase the property. And then when it resells, we just split it 50-50.
Especially for new investors, definitely you need to do that. I didn't do anything. I got a text message. We locked it up, sent you the contract. You took it from there. It was real simple, man.
Welcome to Turning Profit, a podcast for people that love real estate. Learn the business models and skills that professional real estate investors use to make money and build wealth. Visit turningprofit.com for a wealth of investor resources. And now, here are your hosts, Pete and Heather Reese.
Welcome to the Turning Profit Podcast. It's so great to be here once again. Today, I have a very special guest on the show. His name is Jesse Davis. And Jesse is a land investor who I got to know because we did a deal together through the Partner with Pete program. So in this episode, we're going to talk about that deal, but we're also going to get into Jesse's kind of like history as a land investor and lots of things related to that. So Jesse, why don't we start with you kind of telling us a little bit about yourself and kind of how you got into this land investing space.
I'm 42 years old. I have been a registered nurse for about 6 years. COVID hit back in 2020, did some contracts, went to New York, made a bunch of money. I was super excited and was like, how do I invest this money? Got into wholesaling, real estate, single family. Did that for kind of halfway for a couple of years. I made about $100,000 in just that doing. I did a flip and did a few wholesale deals. You know, back then in 2021, 22, the real estate market was insane. You buy a house. I had a flip I held for less than a year and it went up in value just sitting there. I should have wholesaled it, but I ended up doing the flip, which I won't do that again. I could have held it, put a renter in there and made the same amount of money. But anyways, got into land last August. I saw Jack Bosch, some video from YouTube, and I was like, I'm going to do some, this is going to be easier because these guys are more motivated, you know, and I realized it's a whole nother animal. It's like single family. It's not as easy, but it's still, there's some stuff there. So got into it last August, started doing mail. Did about $7,000. As an entrepreneur, I get the shiny object, you know, syndrome. I want to do all these marketing channels. Even when I did the wholesailing, I was going to do you know, mailers, and I was going to cold call, and I was going to text. I'm going to do all by myself. I'm just really, you know, and I realized, got into SMS while I was doing mail and realized I like SMS. I've done it before. It's a little bit of a cheaper, a little bit of a less expensive, marketing channel, but the leads aren't as good, right? There's a lot more leads I got to talk to. So did that, stop the mail. Been doing SMS since last September. You and I locked this deal up. I mean, this was a crazy deal. I haven't got a deal like that since. I need more deals like that. It was such the easiest deal I've ever gotten. And then working with you was even super easy. It was like free money almost. And then, so I've been doing that. I've done a few deals since then. It's been a struggle. I've built a team since then. When the deal that we did, I was by myself. I think I had one lead generation guy. Now I have two guys. I got a lead gen and an acquisition. I do all dispos and TC, a transaction, you know, coordinator with the title and all that. So yeah, and I'm about to start doing a PPC. I just bought a mentorship last week. I'm going to start that next week. So I'm excited about that. I'm ready for inbound leads. I'm sick of outbound, but I might keep the SMS going, even though it's a lot. I mean, I get about 20 plus leads a day. I have to underwrite and then send offers. It's a lot of work and I'm not getting the returns that I want. I'm profitable, but it's not what I want. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know, the SMS, I think it used to work a lot better. You know, so a lot of these systems and things out there, they were kind of based on before the new regulations came into place. And
people are getting blown up too. Now I'm in Florida too. So I chose the most competitive state, but I love Florida because you get a deal, you sell it like that. If it's in a good area. So
yeah. Yeah. It's nice. It's nice working in those areas where when you do acquire something, you know, it's going to sell, you know?
Exactly. I love it. I've already got deals in other areas that I couldn't sell and trying to find a title company and all that stuff too. And it can be a struggle. If you just stay kind of where you know you can do deals easily, even though it's more competition, you know, it costs you more to get a deal, but once you get one, it's easy. So,
yeah, and we had a little back and forth about the pay-per-click thing because, you know, we kind of went down that road end of last year, I guess, when we started getting into it. So it's definitely made us money and definitely produced us some good deals and everything like that. It's different though than direct mail. You know, direct mail, you can choose your property type. Pay-per-click, it's, you know, so we get a lot of leads on that. It's just a lot of them aren't the types of properties we'd like to buy. You know, like, so we've got minimums, you know, like we'll get a lot of stuff like, hey, this is a 0.15 acre property in some subdivision somewhere that just is a subdivision on paper that hasn't even been built out. And it might have some value, but, you know, maybe $3,000 to $5,000 or something like that. And like, we're not, you know, we just, we don't buy those types of properties just because it doesn't move the needle.
Yeah, there was something. I did some deals in Duval County, which I like, in Jacksonville. And I was just Googling, hey, sell my land at Fast Duval. And I noticed what they did there. Some of those people there who did pay-per-click was they put sell your land now, only 5+ acres. Like, they put exactly what they wanted. I don't know if you can do that nationwide. I haven't gotten deep dived into it yet, but I guess you wouldn't know it nationwide because maybe some smaller lots would sell for more. So you don't want to kind of weed those.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've experimented with that too. We work with an agency who's kind of like, you know, they're pretty versed in the ads and everything. And the problem is that a lot of people don't look at that, you know, they'll still submit that 0.15 acre property. It's one of those things. It's like anything with lead generation. You've got some that are great, some that are not, and it's kind of mining through that stuff. You know, it sounds like maybe with SMS, you're kind of, it's a bigger process to kind of sift through all those properties.
You know, with land is different than, I tell people all the time, with the land in a single family is different. So a single family, you have some kind of pain there usually. With land, I mean, like most of my deals I've done so far with land, there was some pain, like a divorce or some, the one guy was sick, and then sometimes they just don't want the land or they need the money. But most of the time, they don't want to deal with it, but there's no pain. It's easy to own vacant land. I mean, the taxes are low. It just sits there. But I tell everybody all the time, when you get some vacant land, the dispo part is easier part because it's vacant. I can get the drones. People can go out there. Like, I'm not worried. You know what I'm saying? There's no tenants. Nobody's sitting there.
Yeah, that's the worst.
You know, and all the deals I've done are wholesale deals. I have not, only deal I've done that we took down is with you. I've done all my other ones are wholesale. And I'm honest with the sellers. Hey, I'm not your buyer and we're going to find your buyer, but this is what we're going to give you. So it kind of, if they see the number of like, hey, you're going to give me $50,000. That's all they see. They're kind of like, they have the, like, that's all I see. Okay. You want to list it or you're doing whatever you're doing, but we're telling you this. And then we go, I think with single families, sometimes you kind of had to be kind of sneaky, you know, like, oh, I'm the buyer. I got my contractors coming out. But if you're just honest with the land buyers, I mean, I probably could get more deals if I kind of told them I was going to buy it, but I like to be straightforward because in the end of the day, I don't want any kind of like, oh, I thought we're going to close. I don't want to do all that. I want to be able to, that's where I'm at right now. I want to take more deals down. But so far the numbers haven't worked out to where what I offered them, they wanted, you know, the numbers aren't there, you know, so.
Yeah. And that's one of the biggest things, you know, like it's never good to stretch for a deal. So you got to hold your guns. And if the numbers aren't there, then don't force it.
And you learn as you go too. I've locked up wetlands. I got wetland right now, you know, from the past. I've got other deals I locked up that were too high, but they're wholesale deals and they're still sitting there. So, but you learn, and that's what it is. It takes a lot of, I don't call them mistakes. I call them learning lessons, because every time you learn something, I just learned something yesterday, a deal in Kentucky, 10 acres. I got it for 25 locked up, trying to sell for 35. I got a buyer for 30. I come back to the seller, which I've done before for a price reduction. Usually it works, just a couple thousand. Hey, we're trying to make this work. And basically told my acquisition, tell him that if we can't get this, then we might have to cancel. Because we literally we've had it listed for 30 days and we've had nobody. Finally got a serious buyer offering to where I can make a little bit of money. I'm talking about $4,000. It's like not even worth my time. And the guy got really offended that we're going to cancel. He was like offended. Like, and the reason my acquisition guy just didn't portray it correctly. And so now the guy's from, he's an older guy. He's sick. He's country. He's from Kentucky. And he's just like, he wants to cancel. And I'm just like trying to like, please, sir, trying to like talk to him. And so I've learned now, that's my thing I've learned, let's not say that. That's not, it did sound kind of attacking and threatening. And so let's not, we're just going to ask you a question. Hey, can you come down to this? If you can't, okay. I actually went back to the buyer and got him to come up. And that's when I found out he was really, I called him and he got kind of upset. I found out how upset he was. And I'm like, oh, this guy wants to cancel. I was able to make it work, but still, I'm still back and forth with the seller. Hey, can we make it work? But at the end of the day, it's $4,000. You don't want to sell it. I kind of listened to what you had said a while back. You said, when I first heard about you and listened to, you said, you're not, if they don't want to sell, you're not going to, it's okay. It's fine. I'm not going to force you. I mean, you can't force them anyways, but you kind of are the buyer and they're the seller. They can't really cancel. But I'm like, okay, you don't want to sell it. Let me help you. If you don't want my help, then that's fine. And we can, you know, there's more deals down the road. So
there's another good one around the corner. You know, exactly. There always is.
Forget about this one, you know, 6 months from now. So
that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the last thing you want to do is get involved in some sort of legal dispute over something. And, I don't want any of that.
$4,000
I don't need that cog in my brain either. So
just keep it for $4,000. Yep. Definitely not.
Want to learn the secret to building a thriving land flipping business? Head on over to landconquest.com and join over 2,000 passionate land flippers leveraging the power of community to scale quickly. Sign up for free at landconquest.com. All right, let's get back to the show. We're going to get into the numbers of the deal that we did together in a little bit. It was kind of unique in the fact that this is the first property that we did through an auction process. And you actually brought the idea to me because, and I was thinking about it too. Like I've always wanted to do a property through an auction, and you brought the idea to me, and you said, "Hey, we should think about maybe looking at this auctioneer that you had found." And I was like, "Well, let's do it. This is a perfect property to do it, I think." And then that worked out pretty well. The auction process is a little different, I think, then, you know, definitely putting something on the MLS and listing with an agent. But there are some similarities in a way. Basically, you're hiring a company to do your marketing and selling for you. So that's one similarity. Logistically, how it works is that the auctioneer, when you sign an agreement with them, basically what they're doing is they've got generally a list of cash and auction type buyers that they've built up over the years. You know, they're putting their marketing together. They're sending it to this list. Sometimes they also list it on the MLS as well. They kind of give at least, I think what they want is 60 days. And in our case, what they wanted is 60 days to prepare the marketing, send everything out, and then give some time to, you know, let people go inspect the property and everything. So it was about 60 days, took them about 30 days, I think, to get all their marketing out. And I think they do a lot of direct mail and postcards and email blasts and all that kind of stuff. And it was a unique property because this one was about 14 acres. How many acres? 34 acres. And we actually decided to split it up, which is a pretty easy process where the property was at in Kentucky. So we hired a surveyor to split it up. So we split it up into three separate parcels. And, you know, the thought was that, you know, a different buyer would end up buying each one of the three separate parcels. We were projecting to get a, you know, much higher price per acre out of it after we split it up. End result was the same buyer bought all three at the auction. But so we just went through that whole process of a survey and everything. But thankfully, the survey wasn't that expensive in this area. So it wasn't that big of a loss. And maybe, you know, maybe by doing it that way, there were other bidders and everything involved too. So maybe in that way, the price got bid up. So we were hoping to get a little bit more out of it, I think, than what we ended up getting out of it. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things with an auction. You got to roll the dice a little bit.
Yeah, I think our ARV was, they got hit like 260, but I was like, man, we could sell for at least 180, 200.
Yeah.
We ended up selling everything for 150. Which, yeah. I mean, we still won all day, but and it was an easy process too. I mean, really, the only part which I get it, the guy, you know, the auctioneer, he does spend money on marketing, but he never told me that we pay a fee. I thought at auctions, I always thought the buyer paid the fee. I'm like, well, that's the benefit. We don't pay realtor fee. We don't pay anything. You do everything for us and you make your money with the buyer. And then come to find out it was 10% commission, which is fine. I probably still would have done it. Maybe. I don't know. What would you have done?
I'm happy with the way this turned out. I mean, we both made, each of us made $41,000 in profit on this deal. Yeah. So purchase price on it was, you got it for a really good price. You got it for $65,000. And to me, I looked at that and it looked like a really nice property. So it was kind of a no-brainer. With closing costs and everything, it was about $68,251. We paid about $55,60 for the survey. And then at the auction, it ended up selling for, when you consider, they have a 10% buyer premium on there. So when that was on there, it ended up being $174,350. So then you back out the 10% and any other seller closing costs, and the net on it was $158,446, meaning a total profit of $83,585, and then profit for each of us, because with this program, you know, we split the profits 50-50, and it was $41,792.50 for each of us, and days in inventory, 167 days. It was a little longer than I wanted, than I normally like, because it took us a while to get the survey done and that kind of thing, and the marketing with the auction. But overall, I'm very happy with the way it turned out. Yeah, I projected a little higher initially. In hindsight, I don't know that that higher projection was really realistic. So
no, it wasn't. It wasn't. Just with land, right? You just don't know, man. That's why you got to lock it up super cheap. You got to be cheap lot, but you got to sell it cheap. And that's just how it is. You only have a certain amount of buyers for land. A lot of buyers for single family, but there's only a specific type of buyers for land. But once you find that eager buyer, then you're good. But you got to sell it cheap to beat everybody else out the market.
Yeah.
And that's what I go for. I'm always below market, or I try to be. And I think I got that from you too. You said, and I learned from you, you said, keep everything 10% below sales price or below sold comps. And I try to be below comps, sold comps and for sale. Because, you know, for sales and comp and real comps are way off. So I try to be below even the for sale comps, just so people can be like, oh, this is a good property.
Yeah.
I try to sell my stuff quick.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, this business really works when you can sell things quickly. You know, it bogs down if you're trying to get top dollar for these properties.
Don't get greedy. You know, you just take your money and run and go to the next one. Another thing I'll give everybody some advice is I will never take anybody again who gets a loan. I've had someone with the loan. They had my property locked up for a month and a half, and then they backed out, and they never told me. I had to text them because they said something happened, but they just didn't want to buy it. So definitely cash is the way to go if you have buyers. Don't take loans. Have you taken anybody who has loans?
We have. Yeah, we have taken a lot. But I go an extra step. You know, we're working with agents to resell our properties on the MLS. So we're not doing it directly. But so I always require, you know, that they have a, you know, pre-qual, and they've already talked to a lender and everything before, you know, we accept any of their offers. I always prefer the cash deals, you know, if we can get them. But if I've got someone that's qualified financially and that, you know, they've got their loan lined up already, I'll do it. And then, you know, and sometimes those fall out. They do fall out sometimes. But we've made good money from selling some properties with loans. It just really depends. You know, you just got to get an idea that it's a solid buyer that's serious. One caveat that I would like to say to that, though, is that there are these things called home and land loans, where it's kind of a combination loan for like a mobile or manufactured home and buying the land at the same time. Those are pretty much a nightmare from the seller's perspective, because the process takes forever. So basically, you know, the buyers are jumping through a lot of hoops, and some of these programs are by some of the manufactured home manufacturers. You know, they're kind of coming up with these programs, like Clayton Homes is one of them that's like that. And, you know, it may work out in some situations, but I've had some situations where, you know, we're tied up for like 4 months, supposed to be a 60-day contract, you know, and then they don't end up closing, you know? So those end up being on like the least expensive lots too, you know, those types of things. So on those lower priced lots like that and everything, I will never do any of those land.
It's funny you said that, because that's exactly what happened.
Was it really?
She was buying a mobile home, and she was a very eccentric person from the get-go, and it was a Facebook lead. It was Facebook Marketplace. So yeah, she was very eccentric, and I was really annoyed, but I was very killer with it. I'm like, okay, it's fine, you know, and just let it go. I was frustrated, but just because my only buyer, that lot's still for sale. So
you have some of those.
It's a good
you
lot,
know.
Though. I don't know why I'm sale. It's off of Highway 98 in Frostproof, Florida, which is right off of the highway. Nobody else is, and I'm still below market. And it's a nice little rectangle lot. Electricity's there, homes around it. no restrictions, you get mobile home, and just nobody's interested.
Yeah, sometimes there's no rhyme or reason. You look at a lot, you're like, oh, this is going to sell quickly, and it doesn't. So I don't know. And then some of the ones you're like, eh, I don't know how quickly this will sell, and you got multiple offers right away. So.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's an interesting business for sure. You know, coming back to this auction, I think I'm going to do it some more, you know, on certain properties. You know, the lot split ones, talking to the auctioneer about this, he feels really strongly that the ones where you've got a large property and you subdivide it into multiple lots to sell, he thinks that those seem to work pretty well. A lot of the buyers, sometimes they will be putting in bids on multiple lots, you know, and then, you know, which will end up getting all of them bid up. So that was kind of his thought process on that. So I'll probably do it again. You know, certain areas, you know, from what he tells me, certain areas work really well for auctions and certain areas don't. You know, certain areas kind of view an auction as a fire sale type thing where they're only going to get like really low prices. And in certain areas, it's kind of like almost a norm, like it's a very common way to sell properties, especially
which is
land.
In Kentucky, it seems like that's a normal.
And then that's what he was saying. Yeah.
One thing he mentioned to me is what you're actually marketing out to nationwide. It's almost like nationwide PPC. You're on Zillow you're just local. And unless somebody goes to that area and is looking for your lot, but what he had told me is he's basically marketing to, it's a nationwide. People are going to a site and he's nationwide. So you're getting a lot more buyers. So that's why he sells it, I would think, a lot quicker than if you were just to list it.
Yeah. And they, you know, a lot of these people just bid online too. So,
they just have some extra money and they're thinking, you know, yeah, buy some land real quick and, you know, sit on it or whatever.
Yeah. It's hard to go wrong, you know, as a, you know, if you're someone that's sitting on a bunch of cash that you have to place somewhere, it's kind of hard to go wrong to put it into some raw land, a nice piece of land, you know, over time it's going to be worth more, especially if the area is, you know, gaining momentum and everything. So it makes sense from that aspect as well. A little bit getting into the program that we did, this through the Partner with Pete program, we call it. And basically, it's a situation where, you know, an investor like yourself, Jesse, brings us a deal. And even farther than that, you know, I've got kind of a large team. So we plug it into all of our processes and systems with my team, all the due diligence. We arrange for any value add, we call it, like if we're getting a survey done, if we're getting brush clearing done or anything like that, we'll pay for that as well. We handle the transaction on the buy side. We'll get it listed with the real estate agent. We'll negotiate offers that come in and everything like that. And then when it resells, it's pretty simple. We figure out all the numbers and figure out what the exact profit is. And then we just split it 50-50. So, you know, we try to make it a win-win situation. Like these are deals that I wouldn't have, you know, found myself. So these are deals that wouldn't have come my way. And from the investor perspective, so we make money on properties that we wouldn't have had access to. And from your side as the investor, you know, like there's no downside and, you know, whatever the profit is, then we split it 50-50 and you don't have to come out of pocket to, you know, actually fund the deal and go through all the other steps of the process as well. So
it's a hands-off experience. So and at the same time, for everybody who wants to do it, you're actually going to learn a lot along the way. So you're not just getting the money or, hey, he's going to sell it for you, do everything for you, and you get the money, you know. But you're going to learn, hey, because I was texting you, hey, are we going to split it? We're just learning stuff as you go. So as an investor, you're going to learn as you go as well. And it is a hands-off. I mean, I didn't do anything. I got a text message. She was at this. I called her. We locked it up, sent you the contract, and you took it from there. I mean, I didn't do anything. I'd email your assistant every now and then. Hey, you know, what's different? What's changed? You know, here, where are we at? And so, yeah, it was real simple, man. I mean, it was very, especially for new investors, definitely you need to do that. Because if you get a good deal that he wants to, you know, that you want to buy, I mean, you're already vetting you don't have to kind of second guess it. Just send it to Pete. If he says yes, well, then you got a good deal. Now use this experience as capital and do more deals and just keep going and going. So yeah, it's definitely a good deal. Yeah. I mean, compared to a lot of funders won't do that. You know, you're having to do a lot of the work too, you know, on the dispo side. You know, they're not going to take the deal for you. And sometimes they're like, hey, if you don't sell in 6 months, every time you don't sell in a few months, they're going to take away some of your profit, you know, and eventually at one point, if it's too long, they'll take the deal kind of from you.
Yeah.
So you, 100% you, they will. Like, yeah. For yeah. you, it's like, here you go. You're even offering 50%. I mean, 50-50, which is fantastic. I didn't do anything. I basically got 40K for free money. I mean, it was free money. Even acquisition part, it didn't cost me anything to get it. I had one lead gen. It was a text message. I sent a contract to her. She sent it back. I mean, it was like the easiest deal ever done. And that's the best great. Deal ever done. I've not done a deal that big yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because well, our system was 12K. So no 40K deal. I need more deals like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
This Kentucky, maybe it was a shot. You know, I got lucky, you know. It's all about being there at the right timing, you know.
Boost your land flipping earnings with our new Land Conquest business system. It's designed for efficiency and effectiveness. This cutting-edge software tool is your key to success in the land flipping industry. Streamline and automate your operations to scale your business to new heights. With our system, you get a customizable website with 6 professional templates to choose from, up to 5 dedicated phone numbers, each with their own chosen area codes for creating a trustworthy local presence. And as a bonus, you'll get a $25 credit for SMS and email sends. You'll also get access to our tech team to build any automations or customizations that you want. And not to mention, we've got a great dedicated community to the Land Conquest business system to help us all thrive together. And with every step of the way, you get our 24/7 live chat support. But that's not all. You'll also gain access to our exclusive community to connect and grow with fellow land flippers. Seize the opportunity to transform your business. Visit software.landconquest.com to check out the Land Conquest business system and unlock the next stage of your land flipping success. It's timing with a lot of these people. You know, they wanted to sell, and you were able to solve that problem for them. You know, and from my perspective, I'm glad to hear that it worked out that way through your eyes, because that's what we try to do. You know, we try to make it completely hands off. There's absolutely no risk from your side. You know, if the investment were to go south or something,
exactly.
You know, it's not like I'm coming after you and saying, hey, Jesse, you know, we got to make up this loss or anything like that.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
And I don't want there ever to be a situation where like, hey, if it takes a little longer to sell or something like that, I'm not like, there's no situation where your percentage goes down. I don't feel right about that.
I don't think you'd be around very long, team.
No.
Your presence and everything was... You know, in length, I don't think you'd be around.
Well, it's just not the right thing to do, you know?
And it is not the right thing to do. Yeah. So
you went a little bit through like why land. I think like it was mostly, if I understood you correctly, it was mostly you were kind of in the mix on the home thing and you realized like, hey, there's a lot of moving pieces with these homes. You know, like when I got to sell something or we're going to wholesale it or whatever, you got to coordinate with tenants. There's whole extra layers of complexity. If you're going to flip something, you know, you've got to go through that whole rehab process and just so much involved with it. With land, I think you probably saw that like, hey, this almost seems too good to be true. You know, there's obviously complications and things that make the land business tough in ways as well, but at least you don't have that other stuff on top of it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. The houses were just definitely won't flip a house ever again unless, I don't know, I had a bunch of cash and I had someone do it. I did that flip myself and I had people help me. I don't want to do that again. It wasn't worth my time and the money I made. But yeah, with land is, man, it's just, I love land just in general. I love the country. I love open land. I want to own some land. I want to have a house with some land on it. I want that more than anything. That's my goal. Have a little bit of land, not, you know, but the house to have some animals and live out, you know, just nature to me. I love nature. So land is very organic for me. I just love it. If I see land, I'm like, there's a land right now that I have, I want to buy. Like, I'd love to keep it, but I'm trying to make money and try to get my thing, you know, but yeah, to everybody out there, man, people that work full time, I work 36 to 48 hours a week. I work night shift as a nurse and I work 4 days a week. I worked actually last night and I slept. Now I just woke up and to do this. I have 2 children, a 5 and a 3-year-old. I'm divorced. I get them 3 days a week. So add that up. That's 7 days a week that I'm going. So I'm tired all the time. But this business works. If you work, you know, if I can do it like this, anyone can do it. Just if it matters how you got to get that mindset of how bad do you want it. And I've been there like everybody else where I procrastinated, didn't want to get on the phone. Didn't want to do this or do that. And obviously, too, try to outsource as much as you can as far as lead generation. Outsource as much as you can. But I'll tell everybody this. Do not outsource before do the job first, learn it, do it, you know, forever, how long for lead gen, maybe a month or two, and then outsource the acquisition, maybe a little bit longer. But you can outsource this stuff to people in Central America where I have two VAs right now, $5 an hour, and they do everything for me. I just do the dispo side. I'm still tired and I'm still spent and I'm still working through a process. It's not a get rich overnight. It's not a, hey, I got this all figured out. I'm still figuring stuff out, guys, too. I'm still at a month. I'm $3,700 a month in marketing business expenses, and I just need two contracts. I need to make $15K a month, and I'm not even close to that. So I'm like halfway to that. So it's learning, man. But just keep going. Don't give up. Keep going. Keep pushing. Been a year into it with just land. I almost went back to single, you know, single family because I was like, thought this was going to be easier, and it's not. And so I was like, nope. I'm bought on in. I'm sticking with land. I'm going to be an expert in land. I'm not even going to mess with houses. I'm going to be all land, and that's what I'm going to do. And I'm just going to keep increasing. Just keep going. Just don't give up, guys. And you can do it if you have kids, if you're married, or whatever's going on in your life. You can do it. Just find your little niche and how you're going to do it. If you don't have a lot of money, you can find a way to do it, you know, still. So,
you know, you're going through it. You know, you've got young kids. You've got your W-2 job as well, and you're working. You're working all the time, you know, like in one way or another, for sure. So it's hard to fit that in, but you got to kind of do stuff above and beyond what other people are doing if you want to get above and beyond where they're at, you know. So I applaud you for doing that. And you know, the first year in anything is the hardest. You know, you feel like you know nothing, and mm-hmm. you know, things don't work as smoothly as you thought. And right. But you've gained so much knowledge over this past year, whether you realize it or not, which will allow you to leverage for greater things. So
I've gotten paid to learn. And I think too, with the business, you know, if you look up what a healthy margin is, I think it's like 10-20% is a healthy margin. We're spoiled in real estate because I'm still at 48%, which I'm not making a ton of money, but hey, I'm still way profitable than say restaurants, any kind of other business. This doesn't matter what you do. You're probably going to be way better than anybody else on marketing. So look at it. If you look at it like that, don't get discouraged. If you're not making a ton of money and you're spinning your wheels, you feel like you're most of the time, you're going to be healthy margins and just keep going and keep scaling. And one day they'll be like you. I mean, I saw your podcast, you're with Bateman Collective, right?
Yeah. Yeah. For the,
you know, paper half, yeah. And then finished it. But yeah, you were saying scaling up to 20 million an hour. Yeah. So, you're like a, you know, you're an example of like where you can be if you want to be. You don't have to be there. I don't want to be where you're at. I don't want that. I want to just make enough money, $500K a year, $200,000 a year, net to me. I'm super happy, small team. I'm living, I don't have to work anymore as a nurse. I'm in heaven. I feel like I'm in heaven. I'm just so happy. So, yeah.
That would be a nice step. So, to get out of your W-2. Yeah.
Don't think there's too much of competition. People are doing this in single, you know, wholesaling, and that's more competitive. People are still making a ton of money. 200K. I met a guy making he made 200K last year from driving for dollars, a single family just started. And it's like, he's by himself. It's like, there's enough money. There's enough out there for everybody, guys. Don't think there's too much competition. Keep going. I did deals in Florida. I made some money over there. And that's real competitive. And I'm doing the worst marketing you can do, which SMS to me is the worst lead you can get. You got to filter through a lot of people. And I still did deals there. I'm doing 4 deals over there. So don't get discouraged by competition. Just keep going. If you push through, you know, just keep going and keep pushing yourself. When you think you're about, I think most entrepreneurs want to quit every day. I mean, I want to quit every day, but I know there's a lot to tell. But people like you, whether, you know, the guys that are doing a lot more, you're the example of like, hey, that's where I could go if I wanted to, you know, it's still there. So
I love it. I mean, you're making it happen. And, you know, I've got a bunch of thoughts, you know, and some of the stuff you said, like you had talked about owning a piece of land. Kind of one of the thoughts I had, like, that popped in my head there was like, we've done a number of deals where we buy a property, you know, it could be similar to the deal that we did, you know, say it's a 30 acre property. You split it up into three, you sell two out of the three, and then the third one is paid for or something like that. So
yes, exactly. It's kind of like, yeah,
it's definitely doable. I know a lot of people that have done stuff like that. And we've done a bunch of deals like that. There's in fact one property where we bought, it was a package of three deals from the same, three parcels from the same seller. And we sold off two and we've got one left. And the value of that piece of land is like $500,000, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
you got it for free.
Now it's a zero cost basis. Yeah. So, yeah. Are you looking for funding for your land flipping deal? Then head on over to partnerwithpete.com. It's an innovative new funding program where we split the profits with you 50-50, but we take it one step further and we handle every other step of the process in the land flipping business. Yes, that means we handle all the due diligence. If the property needs any value add, like clearing brush, perk test, survey, we'll get that paid for up front. Then when the property resells, we split the profits 50-50. There is absolutely no downside for you as an investor. If we lose money, we don't pass that on to you. But when we make money, when we make profit, we split the proceeds 50-50. So as a recap, we handle every part of the process. We split the profits with you 50-50. There's no downside for you as the investor, only upside. So go to partnerwithpete.com, submit your deal there, and we'll get it checked out within 24 hours. So I haven't sold it yet. It's like a development property, you know.
It's worth $500,000 though. So yeah, good. I mean, you're good.
Yeah. So, but those deals are, you know, the deals are out there. Like, so I could foresee you like doing a deal like that where you get the land all paid for, and then you know.
Or I'm thinking seller finance. Hey, you have the market. You want? I'll give it to you this much, and I'll pay you top dollar because I want to live there. You know what I mean? But it's going to be in Texas where I live at. I live in the Houston area, so it's kind of competitive. The land here is insane. I live in Magnolia, Texas, which is it's a small town north of the Houston area. Dude, blowing up, man. Like, I guess I'm land guy, so I see vacant land a lot. But everywhere I look, developed. It was for sale. Now it's developed. You know, it's just like, it's insane. I live in a new subdivision, but all around these, like, people have, you know, free range chickens and horses. One neighbor has a turkey. Like, I drive my golf cart around here, you know, and it's like, this is a good area to do deals if you want to do. But it's high dollar stuff. Like, 3 acres is going for down the street off a road. There's listed it for like, man, like $200,000 or something silly.
Yeah, it's
been in the market forever. But
yeah, that's great. Yeah, we've done some business in Texas. I'd love to do a lot more. You know, it's just
a lot over here. You don't do a lot of marketing over here?
No, we don't do a lot of marketing there. You know, somewhat. I dip my toes into some of the areas. I'm trying to learn more, you know, because Texas is so big and all the markets are so different, you know. But we own a couple of larger properties in Texas right now that we subdivided and then we're selling off the parcels individually.
If you do anything east of 35, which is like Austin and stuff, you're good. And then anything a little bit, you know, say west of 35, like the hill country, like wine country, a little bit west of that is really good property. Go a little too far west, then you're in the desert squares. So don't go too far. But yeah, so there's a lot of vacant land, just like in Florida. But people ask me, you know, why are you in Florida? I'm like, because it's easy. I mean, because the land, there's a lot more land, smaller lots can sell for, I guess, because there's more opportunity. There's, you know, quarter acre up to whatever acreage I can sell or buy and sell. In Texas, I'm more restricted to the larger acreages. And so I've done deals already, so I'm like, well, the proof's there. I've already done deals, so I'm going to keep – I have a title company that does all my deals. It makes it real simple. So, but I want to eventually want to come here and do some deals, maybe drive for dollars or something, you know, drive around and look for vacant land. But
the one thing I did want to mention is that you've been a member of our land conquest community on school for a long time, and you've been doing some kind of like regular update posts, which I find really, really cool, really kind of cool content to see. And I know that the community loves it as well. So do you like doing those posts?
I actually know this. I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm going to post one tonight because I haven't done one in a while. Because I want people to see. I try to post the bad stuff too, man. Like I think I post more bad stuff than good stuff. Because I think we hear so much in, you know, investing. I posted a check yesterday, but I also posted, hey, took a lot to get here, but. Because I think people hear all the good stuff. I got all these deals on our contract. And it makes people who are maybe new discouraged. Or even if you're not new, you're like, what am I doing wrong? You're always comparing yourself to everybody else. I don't watch a lot of social media because I start comparing myself. And I'm like, nope, get out of there. So I try to post the real deal, the real struggles. And I try to say, I have success, but also I'm still working there. And I mean, I'm not doing too great. I mean, I have a good W-2, so I make good money. But man, I'm just throwing that money, all the extra money into land, you know, investing, marketing, and I'm not getting the return. If I was not have a W-2, I'd be out of business. I know I'd be out of business for sure because I'm not there yet. Maybe because I don't have a lot of time, I can't really maybe that's my struggle too. I'm not having as much conversions. Let me ask you, do you feel like it's more about a price than anything? I feel like price is like, that's just, sometimes that's all they care about.
That's the biggest lever. Yeah.
I mean, you got to start with a piece of land that people want. If the property's got some problems, those are hard to sell no matter what the price is sometimes. Yeah. But as long as it's a decent property that people want, it's all about the price.
I mean, as far as like acquisitions, like getting on the phone, having your sale, I mean, I have a sales process and all that, but it's like, I'm texting all my offers. I'm like, all right, I'm asking like people, I'm basically texting everybody, hey, do you want to sell? Yes, you do. Perfect. Put in my CRM. I get an offer. I underwrite. And then my acquisition sends out a template to all those people. Hey, we can do this, blah, blah, blah. And if they respond with anything, he's then following up with them. I feel like, I don't know if I'm doing something wrong here. Like, I don't want to go on the phone with everybody because then I'm going to be, that's 20 people a day. He won't have time to follow up with the people that are serious. But I guess it's more like, what I have changed is that I am sending text offers to people that I don't really care about buying their land. I'm just going to give them a low offer, or I'm just going to give them an offer and see if they take it. And then people that I'm like, well, that's a good, they're showing some kind of, hey, they gave me a good price. I'm not doing any due diligence. It's just like, hey, do you want to sell? Hey, what would you want to get for it? And that's the only thing I'm asking. And if they give me a good offer or they give me a long message like, hey, I'm sick, or like, hey, my mom or something, I'm like, oh, that's a good, then I'll have my acquisition actually call them and present the offer. It's just more of a genuine, so I don't want him wasting his time talking to everybody, because I did that too. And it was just a waste. It was a time suck. But with you guys, it's a little bit different because you're doing a mail. And I'm excited about PPC because those leads are coming in. They're more qualified, maybe, but they're coming to me. So when you go to them, with a mail too, it's more like a hybrid. It's like outbound, inbound. So it's like, hey, you came to me. You sent me the mail. Well, you called me. So we're both equal. With the text message, it's like, I'm coming to you. Well, you called me. What's your offer? You want to buy my land or not? This is the price. People, F you. I've had some people, how it is, people. But with the PPC, I'm excited to see people coming to me. I can help you. If it doesn't work, well, at least we're going to have a better interaction. My acquisition, I have a better quality of life. So I'm excited to see what that's going to look
like. You're right. It's like the motivation's there, at least. They want to sell, So it's just a matter of like, hey, do you want to buy the property? And can you come together on a price, So I do definitely like that. Like we experimented with cold calling for a while. I hired a cold calling team and everything, not internally, but we hired a company to do cold calling for us. And we got a ton of leads. Sounds like the same thing as what you're dealing with, but we converted very few of those leads into actual deals. So it ended up being like a big waste of time and a lot of waste and money.
Well,
actually,
think about this. I send about 400 offers a month, 20 offers a day, 5 days a week, about what I'm sending out. And I'm lucky if I get 2 contracts a month. I was just in Lee County, Florida, just Florida Myers, super competitive. I was there for, I just started a new county today. I was there for a month and a half and I got literally nothing, nothing.
So that's frustrating.
Spend my wheels. Yeah, just frustrating. But then again, for new people, SMS, hey, go for it. Do it yourself. It's affordable. It won't cost you a ton at first. Do it yourself. Learn it. Do some deals. Take that money, put it back in marketing. People always say, take your profit. But do that later on, I think. I don't know.
You got to get the marketing machine going. So
go and treat yourself. Like I'm going to a Crystal Beach tomorrow. I'm renting a beach house, my kids. And I'm like, I'm going to spend a little $1,600 to rent the house, and I'm going to bring my golf cart down there. We're going to have fun. But like, I did that because I did a deal. But like, I'm not going to go buy me a new. I want a Ferrari, but I'm going to buy a Ferrari. Can't afford that yet.
That might, maybe next year.
I want to get a motorcycle. I love cars. I have the truck. I've been driving the same truck for almost 10 years and I bought it brand new. But I mean, I want a new truck. I'm like, nope. Keep your expenses low, guys, as much as you can. Take all your extra money, put it in a marketing. And I'm telling you, eventually, it'll take time, but it will kick off. And eventually, it matters what you want in life. I want freedom. So more than anything, I like cars and all that fun stuff and going on vacations, but I want to be free. I want to be able to wake up every day. I've already experienced. I was off. I worked half the year the past 3 years as a travel nurse, and so I'm back to full time now, busting it, trying to make this work. But I've already kind of tasted that. Hey, get up when I want to, go to the gym when I want. I'm not going to the gym anymore. I'm eating horribly because I work night shift, I'm like, I want to get back to taking care of myself. I want to read. I've read like 10 books in a year, 2 years. I haven't read in forever because I'm too busy doing this stuff. I want to get back to having that, things I want to do. But it's up to you what, you know, what you want in life. And if you want to, you know, to buy the big stuff and, you know, and you want to keep on doing that. I don't want to work every day. I'm tired of going to work and being tired all the time. So, yeah. Everybody can do it, though. There's enough for everybody, guys. I'm telling you, there's enough. Yeah, there really is. I got a guy in Nicaragua closing deals. I mean, not a lot, but he's still closing me deals. He's 24 years old. And I don't have to close deals. So, guys, it's possible. If you do it yourself, you'll close way more deals.
You said some good advice there, too. You know, like when you get up and going, like, hey, try everything yourself. Like, understand how to do everything before you farm it out, you know, because evaluating all these properties and things, it's kind of priceless, you know, and understanding how to interact with the sellers is priceless, too, because you can't really teach someone how to do it unless you've actually done it yourself. You know, like you can't teach them well.
Yeah. The one thing I did, what I did a single family, I did hire a cold caller. And I did cold calling for a little bit, but that's one mistake I made because I didn't do it long enough, I don't think, before I hired him, and I wasn't successful. You got to do it for a little bit. I'd say lead gen, like you probably would agree, you don't have to do that too long because it's pretty much a low level. Anybody can do it. But the acquisitions part, you got to do it for a little bit longer and take a sales course. You don't have to follow the sales course exactly, but take some of those things from it. That'll help you on the phone. And help you in general with, you know, pulling away, not being too eager, stuff like that, you know, and the way you're making offers, getting their number first, if you can, you know, don't negotiate, stuff like that, that will help you along the way to be more of a, you know, strategic and not a shark, but you got to kind of be a shark a little bit when you're in the real estate game. Because everybody else is a shark. I try to be, you know, super genuine and open. Some of these people are like super sharky. I'm just like, gosh, you're annoying me. Like, dude, like buyers, like come super low. I'm like, come on, it's already priced right. And you want to offer me less? I'm like, come on.
Well, I certainly enjoyed this conversation. I love doing that deal with you, and hopefully we can do some more as well. So was it nice to get that wire for $41,000 and some change?
I posted it. I posted it the day I got it. I think I posted it on the Facebook. Oh yeah, for sure. I posted, hey, you know, that was my first deal, man. That was my first deal.
Awesome.
First deal. Yep. Yeah. First room to come in, and I was, it took a while to get it, but when I got it, I was like, all right, I'm in the positive now. That took me from being in the negative to now I'm actually profitable. Not by much, with taxes taken out, but hey, I learned this whole time and I made a little bit of money, so I'm happy. You have to enjoy doing the business too. You got to enjoy it, guys, because it's going to be hard, but you got to enjoy doing the deals and have fun. If you don't like doing it, then you might need to do something else. You got to enjoy it, so.
Well, those are some great parting words. I really enjoyed it, Jesse. So where can people connect with you?
Yeah, I got it right here, Jesse Davis, REI. I'm on IG. Or you can look me up on Facebook, Jesse Scott Davis on Facebook, either one. I'm always out there to help anybody. They have questions about anything or they need some VAs. I have a company in Nicaragua that I use. He would love y'all's business. You got to train the guys yourself, but they're not super $5 an hour. So, but yeah.
I'm sure you'll be getting some messages now. So that's great. So
you can shoot me a text at, you know, 409-828-2044. Shoot me a text or call me. I'm willing to have a conversation with you or whatever I can do to help you guys out.
I appreciate you putting that out there, Jesse. And great doing a deal with you. And let's do a bunch more. So
let's do it.
Let's make this the small deal that we've done together, this one. So maybe we do the next one as $100,000.
I'm thinking big. Yo, no, next deal I'm going to bring you, I'm telling you, next deal I bring you, Pete, it ain't going to be no 40K. I'm talking about, like, I'm going for bigger property. I've learned not to mess with these little deals. I'm going after, so I'm going to bring you like we're going to make $100,000 a piece. Like, I'm not doing anything less. So, but I'll bring, but I can't fund that. I need some help on that.
We've paid out, I think now we are over $1 million in partner payouts from the deals that we've done through the program. So
what's the maximum purchase price? Like, cause I've got some deals that were like beachfront $1 million. Are you doing $1 million deal or no?
I mean, if the numbers make sense and, you know, it has to be very clear at that stage. Like it has to be kind of like a no brainer. So
yeah, like $1 million purchase price. You'd want to make at least, you know, 500K.
Our criteria that we're always looking for is that we try to be at 50% of what we think we can resell it for. And in reality, might be like maybe we can't quite meet that amount that we try to resell it for, but we try to be pretty accurate in that. And that they give some room on the downside, you know, in case
something changes,
something goes wrong. So we try to be really safe in all that stuff. But especially when we get to that range, it's got to be clear that it's a deal.
And those deals take a little bit longer to sell too. So.
Yeah, but some good ones that are some bigger ones, you know, are like the, you know, bigger properties that we can split up, you know, just kind of on a bigger scale on what we did here. Those work really well. And a lot of times, you know, it really doesn't matter to me if we're buying it, say, a certain percentage below market or anything like that. We're just looking at what we can resell it for. So there is even some on the market deals that, you know, if the numbers make sense, like to buy it at close to market value, and then after you split it up and resell it, I mean, those are deals too that I would definitely do.
There's a lot of guys that are talking about that. I think, what's his name? Learn Land. He kind of talks about that.
Okay. Yeah.
You find in land, and then you can split them up on the market, listed for, I mean, there's motivation there. They already want to sell. It's listed for a long time. They're, you know, if you can offer kind of close to what they want, then you got it. So.
Thanks for everything, Jesse.
Thank you.
Yeah, I look forward to doing some more business in the future with Definitely. You and reading all your updates.
Heck yeah, man. Awesome. Appreciate you, Pete.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you too, Jesse.
Ready to start turning profit yourself? Head to turningprofit.com to step up your real estate investing game. See you on the next episode.